It's a Chavdalad Tevis. We are on Dav Chav Beis and Beis the Mishnah. So we're trying to understand, how can the Mishnah say that a Chedesh and a Shait and a Katan are able to write a Get? What does that mean? The Mishnah actually concluded because the main part of the Get is a Chesimah. So is that the Pshat? Says the Gemara. Well, they don't know how to write a Get Lishma, and a Get has to be written Lishma. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna answers. But the Mishnah, don't learn the Mishnah literally like Rav Meir, that the only part that counts is the Chesimah, and therefore they can write. No, even Abba Lozer holds that Eidim Asir Karsi, and you have to write a Get Lishma, because Allah Lishma, but these people can write Lishma. You know why? Because Vuhusha Hoya Godl Oimel Gabba, supervision. And as Tez explained, not Stam supervision. Supervision doesn't help. It has to be supervision, and they're teaching him and warning them, not just Stam observing. And therefore, it helps for a chedesh to cut the Rashi. Who shall have your gadol emel gabal? But emel like soiv right the tzeit of playing for that person. The kesover Rabbi Huna holds masnisin Rabbi Lozer. The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lozer. The boy ksiva lishma that requires writing lishma. The safe eye it says mefesh in the end of the Mishnah. The kamar she'en kima get el b'chayis. Well, sounds like that only part that counts a chesimah, which means it sounds like it falls on Meir. Hainu edim mesida chayismav does not mean the people who sign, it means the Eidim. It's a funny lashon, but Chayis of here means the Eidim will actually witness what's going on. The Reiv Gittinim Sadim b'fnei Chayismim. So why do you call them Chayismav? If it's referring to the Eidim who actually saw it, why you call them Chayismav? So Rashi says, practically speaking, most situations, the people who sign the Get are the ones who actually witness the transference of the Get. And the Mishnah, when it says b'chayismav, is referring to the middle case, v'loy areisha, it's not talking about the reisha. It's not coming to say you're allowed to write without a chedesh. No, you have to write lishma. It's the chayismav bit is explaining the woman. How can the woman write it? So we explain, you know, why the woman can write it, because a woman will do it lishma. The only problem there is, how can a woman write it? So we say, because it says v'kosav, the man has to write. So we answer that because the edich and mesidah, we'll see what happens, and so on and so forth.
Does that make her a shulyah?
Yeah, you could, yeah. We'll see later. But, so why can the cheder shaydu cut and write? They could write lishma because it's adam oimid, a godl oimid gamba. Freddy gemara omelie about nachanach said, elam miyat, according to this, oivik kachavim. What about a goy? If a goy writes, we saw him, lagabav, hachinam mid the kosher, why can't a goy write it? Vichitem. Now, Tesis over here argues with the Tesis before. Tesis before holds that the Sefer has to be a shlich. If you embrace the Sefer, has to be a shlich. That's why a goy can't write, because a goy is not shy to shlichs. And therefore, according to that, there'd be a big problem with the Gemara here, a cheder shayt of a cotton, or a cheder shayt of a cotton. They're not shlichs ninu. But Tesis here holds that you don't need, even though Tesis of a kosev, doesn't mean that the husband should write, because it means the sefer should write. So you don't have to point him as a shlich. So a chedesh and a katan are able to write. That's what the Gemara holds over here. Says nothing. Well, what about a goy? Why can't a goy write a get? And let a man stand over him and watch and monitor what he's doing. And the Gemara, v'chitema, if you can, sorry, and Gemara says, v'chitema nami, maybe takta. But Tanya, we learned in a braisa, oive kachavim posel, a goy cannot write a get. Answering another problem the guy is. Here the problem is, even if he's being observed and even if he's being taught, a guy is an adult. You don't know what's going on in his mind. And generally, you think he has in mind the woman or the man? You tell him he should, he doesn't. He has himself in mind. I want to make sure I do a good job and so on. Rashi, the dad, Rashi Ovid, who he himself is an adult. V'yesh gam das, he has no mind. V'af a picture of Eimel like Cain, even though you're told by this Godul, this is how you should do it. Shemu gama belibo shemacha, maybe he had a mind in another person, and we don't trust him. Avakot ein by das, has no mind of his own. Elamash shetzem mitzvei, whatever you instruct him, that's what he will do. That's the first version of Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Hodom Nachman. So Rav Nachman has a question, L'cheder, what about a goy? Why can't you do a goy on a gabov? And he answered, because a goy will die to nafshavit. Hodon Rav Nachman, la milsi da amri, everything I said was wrong. My question that I asked, why can't a goy do it and he saw a gabov? And you told me, because of the die to nafshavit, it's all wrong. The next Mishnah, we're going to pass the goy linyan hava from being the shliach to carry it. Meklal the linyan ksiva kosher is a raya when it comes to writing is kosher. He's disqualified from being the courier because he can't be a shliach, but he could write it. He could write it. So therefore, I change my mind. A goy taka could write. A goy could write. Before I said a goy can't write, and you had to answer me because I didn't ask you of it. And even though God loyim lagabov, now I decide a goy can write. I Votanya, it says in the Braisa, a goy is possible. A goy is possible. I hear Abba Lazi, Dama Edom, and see the cast. So we can see the Shema. When do we say that? In other words, our Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir. Forget this. God loyim lagabov. There's no God loyim lagabov. Because a mayor holds you don't have to write Lishma. A child can write a get. We learned yesterday because you don't need to write Lishma. Exactly. And therefore, a goy can also write it. I, the Braisa that says a goy cannot write it. And the Braisa is talking, the Braisa is talking according to Rabbi Lazar that has to be written. And maybe there's no God or Emel Gabov. Had there been a God, maybe he would be able to use it. They're not talking about it. But Vada Ovichavad died in Avshikovit. In this case, where there's no God or Emel Gabov, surely I could have figured out my own. I don't need everyone to answer me. Surely a goy does it in his own mind. My question in the previous Gemara was, if somebody's watching over him, why can't you trust a goy? And Avhuna's answer was, a goy, you can't trust him. He might have the wrong things in mind. But now that I'm decided that the Mishnah is talking about, there's nobody standing and watching over them. Why can a cut and write it? Because we follow a mayor that writing is not important. The main thing is the signing. So then a goy can write it as well. There's nobody watching over them. Watching over them because we don't care. And according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that the main thing is the writing, of course a goy can't do it. Passing is not a reason to disqualify.
Technically, what's permitted and what's not.
You need a legal reason. That's an emotional response. Rashi. If a goy is doing it, they have a sefer of the apostle. Vade kosher, sure is kosher. If a goy is doing it and he's being watched, sure is kosher. And nochmer, I feel the ain't Yisrael Megabov. Even nobody's observing. We got bechede shor. We got nami lesser avuna. I forget avuna. The avagav then God lemel gabov nami kosher. Our mishnah nowhere did our mishnah allude to the fact that they're being watched and monitored. And they're all kosher. The masid amayid goes good amayid. Le boyik silusma. You don't need writing lishma. The dorish he dashes v'chosav the kro achasim es edim anasim shul edim. The apostle will chavi in b'sefer. Then the Mishnah Lion Habol. If he's any but has gittin kedushin, a goy can't be the courier because he's not shaykh the whole inyan of gittin kedushin. Ve'ain adam nasa shliach adavi. You cannot become a shliach on a matter that you have no shaykhes to. She'ain a shaykh boy. Ve'gab eksivu shayde. Eksivu tovah shmamah davke k'tani b'havo. Davke the Mishnah is coming to limit it, the isur of a goy to being the courier. Ubeksivu kasher. Writing is all right. K'tani time, but ain't even get the chayismav. The king is only those assigned. V'lo yichpus. We don't care. Nichlo lishma. The ton of a shayla have a lenam and a shudah, but say for the end. Ahida Tanya apostle goes according to Rabbi Lezer, Edim Sidakarsi, Vechasimus Edim, Enim and Atayda. Signing of the Edim, that's not Matayda. Hicha, Vechasal, that's only Tikin Oilam. Kosal, a Kosal, a get, will be in Exil Lishma Lishma. In this case, surely when nobody's watching, Ki Kosve, Ovigacham Lavish Mohu, they become at that Nashik of the Sabbath. Ahida Tanya apostle, sitting with Vite, talking about according to the May, we don't care about the writing. Oimir, I'm not, said, I feel Motsubashba. Even if he found it in the dirt, a get that a sefer was practicing. Yeah, the tip. Chasmu, you can sign it. V'nosnu lo kosher. Rashi on the chatchila.
Blank format.
With the names, the name. Everything's right, yeah. And your husband, you know, the husband's name, the wife's name. So, right. And according to Rashi, the chatchila, according to Tesis, it says, Chasmu v'nosnu. If you did it, it's kosher. It says the cause of law lishma. It says in the Braisa, you should write lishma l'chayit. It sounds like you have to write again. Lishma, my love, ksivas again. Now you can always answer every Braisa. The author of the Braisa is Rabbi Lozer, but we have a rule as Stam Mishnah is Rameyer, so on and so forth. Let's see if we can work this out according to Rameyer. Says the Gemara, loy chasimus edim. Even according to Rameyer, we use it when it says the cause of lishma. It means the chasimus edim. Rashi, this is actually the beginning of the whole subject. It makes sense. Any get that was written for not any particular woman in mind, this is actually a Mishnah, any get that was not written for any particular woman in mind is possible. Luchayda Kodesh Rameir, why should it be possible? And Stam Mishnah Rameir. Emer Shenechtim Shaloy Lushum Isha Possible. Kodesh Rameir, Mishnah means, even though they use the word writing, it meant the writing of the witnesses, not the writing of the Sefer. Then it says, Eisan has another question. It says, Kishu Kaisvai, when you write a get, is Ki'ilu Kaisvai Lishma. It's as if you wrote a Lishma. Sounds like the Brais is saying, if you write part of a get, it's as if the other part is also written Lishma. What's going on here? My love, Kishu Kaisvai Litayt Lishma. If you write the main part of the get with essential information, the names of the people and the places and the date, is Lishma. Is Ki'ilu Kaisvai Litayt Lishma. It's as if you wrote also the standard text, also Lishma. So lechayim is even clear. What are we so worried about? Because if it's talking about witnesses, what do you mean? If the witness has signed the shema as if they signed the shema, what does that mean? So lechayim, it's talking about the writing of the get. That there are two parts of the writing part of the. There's two parts in the writing of the get. One part is mandatory. One part is only the standard text, and that's what it means. If you wrote the mandatory part of the shema, as if you wrote the other part of the shema. So lechayim that I writing is essential, and according to the mayor, you say you don't need to write. Answer the gemara. This is how you read it. If you sign Lishma, even a may would hold a good idea to write Lishma. You don't have to, but it's a good idea. So if you sign Lishma, it's as if this was written Lishma. Rashi, part of Lishma, all of it, Alma Lishma, Bini Lishma, my love is a Kaisa, Toy Lishma, you look at the Toy Lishma, the Toy Way, Ikikir. So we say no. It says that when you saw, the Adim write, it's as if the cipher wrote. Iboy same. Another answer is, in other words, it's good enough. You don't need to write to get the Shema. No. That's a blazer. The mayor is saying if the Adim signed the Shema, it's good enough. We don't need. It's as if the entire get the Shema. We don't need to get the Shema. According to the mayor, we don't need the writing to be written Lishma. It's as long as the witnesses signed Lishma. No. The mayor doesn't hold consider. The mayor, the main thing is chasima. The Edim who signed. And when the Torah says, V'kosav, write, who should write? The witnesses should write. So the witnesses write the Shema, as if the Hotai get the Shema, because we don't need anything else to be the Shema.
That's not the Shema.
The Shema means have in mind. You still have to write down these names.
No, I'm saying, but you have another
man or woman.
Description, one of
a name or something.
You have to describe who it is or whatever it is.
You don't describe anything, you say names. But if you had in mind another man, when you wrote Avram is divorcing Leah, you had in mind a different Avram, different Leah. That's all right. Still, according to Rameh, it's all right. According to Rabbi Lazar, no, you have to have the Shema, the specific person and woman. But it doesn't matter.
As long as the details are correct.
Exactly. These have to be correct, otherwise. Biboy say, Hani Mastis, or I can answer your last resort. All of these missions, the authors are Rameh, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Adam Siddikar, of course the writing is important. When our Mishnah says that a cheder shayt v'katan can write, v'hu sheshayim mokam atayif, I like to learn better a third pshat. One pshat you gave me in our Mishnah that it follows Rabbi Lozer who says that you have to write lishma, but it's talking about a case of gadol oymid al gabav. That was Rav Huna. Came a look at Nachas and our Mishnah goes according to that made a hole. You don't have to write lishma. So therefore, chatchil a cheder shayt v'katan can write. I'm telling you, I follow Rabbi Lozer who says it has to be written lishma. But which part of the get has to be written lishma? The Teidif, where the essential details are, the husband and the wife. The Teif is the standard text, doesn't. So that's what, when the Mishnah says that you can have a cotton writing a get, it meant write the Teif is the standard text. Third shot. When can the Cheder Shot write? As long as they left behind, left blank, the section, we have all the details. But Rabbi Lazar goes to Rabbi Lazar. Rashi, Mahushashai Cheder Cotton, Mokmatele, Vakosa, Ben Das, Esa Tayev, an adult wrote the Tayev, Vulay, look, Mr. Golo Gab, forget the Golo Gab, Vulay, look at me, forget all that. Says Gemara, Vulab Zikam Rechen, Ainat Tayev. What you're saying now is not called Tayev, because it's wrong. Interesting, Ainat Tayev. So Rashi says, doesn't mean Mamish is not Tayev, it means Ainat Shemelach. We're not going to listen to you, doesn't mean it's not Tayev. You still have to make a big of the Tayev if you learn the section of the Gemara. My Ainat Tayev, but Abba can't hide the Acha, She ain't Kayach Lishma. Here the Mishnah is coming to teach you that we don't need Lishma. If we held that we need Lishma, we want the Cheder Shayt V'Katan to write the entire, not to write any part of the get. And the Mishnah doesn't make a difference here in Teidim and Teifus. When the Mishnah says we don't care who writes the get, because our Mishnah is trying to teach you that Loch Lagrameir, that the only part of the get that counts is the signatures. Kan Hoydi Achosh Ein Koyach Lishma. And when I may follow the Meir, the Omar Eide Chasim Mekarsa. The Eide Chasim Mekarsa. Rashi can't the Achim, which is saying, which is the Gitten, or the Achim, which ain't true, Kayach, the Shema, because he's the Elbachim on the Chasimah. Says the Gemara, "Rabbi Yechanan, the name Rabbi Yechanan. You saying the name Rabbi Yechanan? That what? That the Mishnah goes to Rameyer. But then Rabbi Yechanan, the name Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Lazer, goes to Rabbi Lazer. Everything Gemara, I'm a royal, need to live with Rabbi Yechanan. Two Amorim, I'm Rabbi Yechanan said. Rashi, Rabbi Yechanan, Leil, Kaben Kaisim, Chub, Rabbi Lazer. I'm a royal, Rabbi Yechanan, and Abzvika. Says the Mishnah, till now we spoke about riding the get. Hakok, shading, lahavi, is again now talking about the being the courier. To who can bring the get? Everyone at the courier has to be a shliach. So who? Only people who are shaykh to be a shliach. So chutz, the exception is cheder, shayt, v'katan. They're not shaykh at all, as Gemara explained. Summa, somebody's blind. And the cheder, why can't the blind person do it? He's responsible. Because remember, we're going to be talking about chutz la'aris when you have to say, b'fon nine nechta, b'fon nine, I saw it written. Yeah, exactly. And oivig echavim, a guy also is disqualified. Kibal hakotan v'hidl. What about if he, a child accepted by the time he arrived in Israel, wherever he brought it to, he became an adult? Or chedev in his pakeach, a guy who was deaf and dumb, but then suddenly he became able to hear again. Or sumav in his pateach, or a blind person he's able to see. Shaitev in his tafe, or a fool who then became normal. Oivik echavim is guy already converted. Nevertheless, pasul. All these cases are pasul. At the time, when you gave it to them, when you appointed them, they weren't qualified to be shlech. They have to be shlech from beginning to the end.
Yeah. First is everybody's kosher. This is not called for the same one can bring.
Yeah, of course. Even the wife can bring it. Had before, we'll have it soon. The wife can bring her own get. And the five women that she hates or hates her can bring the get. Yeah.
Well, what about if the person is a seeing person and then he becomes blind?
Yeah, yeah, you had a
chedesh.
Yeah, the Gemara talking about it. As long as the beginning and the end is all right. Says him, "Well, pikeach v'nischare." But if he was intelligent. This is Mishnah right here. Became intelligent. Then he lost his mind. Then the chazav in his pakeyach in the beginning, and it was all right. Or pasuach, a person who's seeing, person when his tame blind, the chazav in his pateach, open to see it again. Or shafi in his tate, the chazav in his tafe. All these cases, kosher. Why? Zeklal, this is the rule. Kol shetchi lase v'seifer kvedas. All of them is kosher. Since they have no mind and shlich is an adult, I understand why they can't be a shlich. A goy as well is not shaykh, the whole union of getting kedushin. Okay, Rashi. The lab b'nei deninu, we got a shlich is ish being an adult, but like cotton, not a child, the shlich is how do you know a ish? The nafkal, we learn out, me v'yichlam ish celebrates of is echad lekech lekulam. We learn from a number of places. Truma, Gittin, and then we also learn from Korban Pesach, and there by Korban Pesach it says ish, fine. By a goy lab bar a teiru, the ain lehen kedushin. There's no kedushin by them. Gittin knowing a man, who made the lashel lechazil. If you're not shy to the whole thing, how can you be shliach with somebody else? El suma my back to the gemara. Suma my life. Why can't the blind person be the shliach? I'm not shaytvish any day. Me nightly me nice. There's no who we got it from. Who gave it to? How can any blind person live with his wife? How does he know it's his wife?
Who are the two people talking about Suma here?
Yes, very good. You notice. Very good.
The blind person can't.
The blind, I'm talking about the blind. Very good. Your emotion is picked up that Abiyasev is blind and Shay is blind. Yeah, we had Arab Sachi. He led the Seder because he was blind. So they're defending the blind, obviously, yeah. I will get to the second. That Mubba says in a second. Yeah, but he can't say I saw. He can't say so. Says so. How can any blind person live with his wife? How does he know it's his wife? Everything about
by the voice.
Oh, very good. So first, I want to ask. Hey, b'nei Adam utari b'nei Shem. Like any man, it's at night, it's dark. How do you know it's your wife?
By the nagging.
Ela betvias ain't the color. You can recognize that voice. How can I be in the color? And a blind person, in fact, can recognize a voice better than a. In the Achrayim, we talk about what about a guy who's blind and deaf? How can he live? How can he ever stay married?
By the extra senses.
Sorry.
By the extra senses.
And the Gemara says, so the Achra, I forgot who it was, answers. Let's say he can't. Who's going to tell him? How you tell him? He can't speak, he can't hear, and he can't see.
You make certain signs. You know you.
He can't speak, he can't see, and he can't hear. How are you going to tell him?
By touching him in certain ways.
How does that tell him no? You can't live with your wife. Try. Anyway. Hello, Rabbi Yosef. You know why a blind person? Of course, a blind person is perfectly capable. You know why? Hocha bechutz la'aretz askudim. Chutz la'aretz boi lemeimah. Before the nechta, before the nechta, lemotzi lemeimah. Here we're talking about chutz la'aretz. And chutzlah, you have to say, I saw it written. I, we learned in the Gemara before that even if you were downstairs and you heard the sefer writing upstairs and you heard him say, Lishma, it's good enough. That's because if you wanted to, you could have gone upstairs and seen. We have a rule, if you could have mixed the mincha there, it's good enough. But here you can't, even if you wanted to, you couldn't see, so you're not qualified. What about a guy who was able to see and then became blind? So why does Mr. say he's possible? According to you, he could say before an echtiv. He's perfectly qualified. The problem is he couldn't see, but he did see. So now when he comes to court, why can't he say before an echtiv?
Before he became blind.
No, when he saw before he came blind, then he became blind, brings it to court, and he's perfectly qualified, and let him say before nine echtiv, before an echtiv. I saw it but yesterday. I was able to see, and I saw. The Matzi Amar Hachi. Amar. Everything, well, you're right. Hachi nami the kosher. You're right. Then it'll be kosher. Freddy Mother Haki says kosher. Says clearly in the Mishnah, the only time a blind person is all right is if he was seeing blind and he was able to see again. Sounds like the only way that he can transport to be a courier is if he actually was able to see again. No, but it comes to the case of a blind person, he doesn't have to be able to see again. So why does he say he saw again? Since when it comes to the other ones, like a shaita, there he has to become normal again. Doesn't help that he was normal once upon a time, if now he's a shaita. Time the chazav and ishtafa. How loy chazav and ishtafa loy, then it wouldn't work. If I turn on pursue, I'm going to be chazav and ishtafa, only the chagav. I'm going to ask you, they cannot prove to you. Tani says, Zeh cloud, this is the rule in the Mishnah. Kol shet chilosei v'seifa bedas, as long as you're knowledgeable kosher. A blind person is always knowledgeable. So Zaraya, that even when he's blind, we don't care if he smiles, as long as he's able to see when in the beginning. Lotani doesn't say, if you try and tell you a blind person also has to be able to see again, it should have said, Kol shet chilosei v'seifa bekashrus. Not bedeya, but bekashrus kosher. Zaraya, shma minola. Boy, mine rabami, eved, what about a slave? Maushi yasa shliach lekabel get isha miyad baila. Can a slave become the shliach from the master to his mistress, to his wife?
What's this question?
I mean, we've dealt with the issue of Eved. Eved is like a Yid. Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is not a Goy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Eved Kanani also has an Inyan of Gittin Kiddush and all that. Sadi Gemara. L'chayde, he is kosher. Amalu, he said, but the kapostel leuchav, the Mishnah said, a Goy is disqualified to be a courier. L'chayde, miklal, the Eved kosher, he is kosher. Rashi, the cloud ever caught top of the page. V'chihecha de kosher lahavo. So the Mishnah says he could be a shliach lahalacha to be on behalf of the husband. L'shliach gadish kach kosher lekabolik. V'shliach also to receive it on behalf of the wife. L'shliach li his gadish eichilik tam and no difference. Says the Gemara. He's not married. Belongs to the Baal HaBos. It's different. It belongs to the Baal HaBos.
So what's the pshat that he has the union of Gittin, whereas the boy doesn't have the union of Gittin?
He's still married. He can't live with 20. He still gets through a marriage, but the Baal HaBos owns the shivcha. There's still a kedushin there, and the gedushin is that the Baal HaBos says he's no longer with him. But there's something happening here. A shivcha charuf, if shivcha charuf is living there with Canaan, and someone has an affair with her, there's bekaidus here. You know, there's lav. This and mashenkin by a goy. Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, I disagree with you. You say that an eved can become a shlich. I disagree. Avasi says, "Ain't eved nazar shel kabel get lishra baile." You know why? The fisher eved said, "Gitting lushin." Our kind of gitting lushin, he doesn't have. Even though there's something there more than a goy, but doesn't have our kind. If it doesn't work, maskiv lo rabbi lozer. So you're learning a rule down. You're saying that if you're not shaykh to the inyan exactly the way it is, then you cannot be a shlich. So Rav Lozer asked the question, time of Bemilsa the lesser. You're telling me that the only reason why he can't be shlich is because not shaychtim. Ha Bemilsa, he said, but if it would have been shaychtim, kosher. So that's the question. A goy cannot be a shliach for truma, and yet we know that if a goy has plants, it's machlek, if a goy has a field, and they just throw a trumaisis. And according to the one who says that a goy in the field is chayv in truma and in maisis, why? Because ein kinyan la'akum, there just roll. So it's chayim from Maisa. And yet a goy can be shlich. I look chayim shayich from Maisa. For the Gemara, v'har oyve kachavim v'akusi. The east nahu betoy the truma. The nafshayu, they have truma of their own. The Tanan, we learned, And yet we live it now. We learned in a Mishnah that Oive Kachavim Shetoram Shal Yisof. A guy walks into a Yiddish field and he's a shliach. I feel a beshus. No, he's a shliach. Ain't truma say truma. He's truma truma. No, lechatchila of his own field. Of his own field.
So it's not really.
It's a,
you're really saying that they have to be
tayin,
not to
shit. No, they don't have to if they don't be tayin and leave without it. What about
his
aveda? It's good enough for a yid. He doesn't have to give truma. If he gave truma, yid can eat from it because it's not tevel anymore. That's what we're saying here.
But does the truma get the kedusha?
Everything. Yes, everything.
On the other hand, if he doesn't do it, then
nothing. A yid can eat because tevel. It's tevel. Unless he can buy from him, then he has to give truma mice himself. So, and yet the goy can't be, must be in the vort. Not because the goy is not shaykh to it. Rather, the vort is my time because a goy can't be a shliach. Lama shul chsiv atem. It says by truma. It says gam atem, and we dash in ma atem yisrael. You have to be yid. Avshul chachin yisrael. The shliach be yid. And an eved can't be. Therefore, even though he's not a yid, he's an eved kanani. He's not classified as a yid.
Yeah, but the mechuyev in trumas and maizes.
No, I'm saying for shmita. Shmita is not their land. So it's a Yiddish land anyway. So what's the stuff to buy from the goy direct?
For trumas and maizes, they would have to be left.
Tosfos says that the Rashi makes it all depend on the machlekes if a goy owns land in Israel not to be mafki or the kinyan. Tosfos says even if the older goy does not own land in Israel. But so where's a guy giving? So even if you hold a guy does own the land and sell, where's the shaykh truma? If he bought a field from a yid that was already a third grown, once your tvu is a third grown, there's already a chiv truma, and now the guy took over.
The first third was the yid, and the next two thirds is by the guy.
So if the guy gives truma, it's a valid truma because there's a chiv truma on the field. Okay.
If he bought a new field with no growth.
Yeah, then there's a machlek. So if yesh kinya lakum lafkiyim to remise it. Everything. If it's not his.
No, if he owns the land.
Even if he owns the land, but in legally we don't consider it his to remove the kedusha. So now, Levart is, because he's a guy. So why is he never Kanani able to be a shliach? Okay, you shouldn't, like Sechanim, but if he did. Amrit v'Rabbiana, we had before even on Shabbos, you'll have a goy right for your start to buy the land back from them. Amrit v'Rabbiana, Rabbiana said, loy, no, not the vort is a goy. Not the vort is, you need a Yisrael. You made the emphasis on Yisrael. No, ma'atem b'nei bris, you're gemalot. And Eva Kanani is also gemalot. Av shluchachem b'nei bris. So therefore, Eva Kanani could be a shliach. So we have a machlek, if an Eva Kanani is the vort Yisrael or the vort b'nei bris. I say, so we have a machlekes and Eved can be a shliach or not. You said before, one day holds yes, and one day holds no. I hold that no. You know why no? Lefisha ain't a betaydas gittin v'kedushin because it's not taydas gittin v'kedushin, and that's why it's not. Mitzad shliach as he could be because he's a bnei bris, but you know why gittin v'kedushin can't be because he personally doesn't have the kind of gittin v'kedushin that we have. We learned in the Mishnah. He says to the woman, "You remain my maid, but I'm giving you a get that your baby, your fetus inside your womb, or your baby in the future, will be free. If Taka she was pregnant at the time, then she becomes the shliach on behalf of the fetus, and the baby, the embryo, will be free in the future. Now, my im hoisa ubra zachsaloi." So what do you mean that if she was pregnant, it's zeichem? What does it mean? L'chayde, we're talking. So what does it mean? Ki aser Rab Shmuel by Yehuda, by Amar Rab Yechon and Tarti Amar. He says two things to the shivcha. Needing the vadim, it seems to me that what first of all he says the case of that you're free, that you're divorced. And then he also says that to the shivcha, he says, "Hari at shivcha v'vladcha ben chayin." So he says, "You the shivcha." He's talking about it. What do you mean, you? What about the shivcha? You the shivcha is a get from your ever kenai, whatever it is, and your child separately it becomes free. It's two things that the father, that the husband, and the master is saying. So he's saying here, so what do we see from here? That she can be zeicha on behalf of her baby. What do we see from here? That an eved is l'cheder shayich. So the chayde need him advarim she even mekabel get lechavedim yarab lechavedim avle meyabel shaloi. So it seems from here that what? That an eved is able to mekabel a get shichra. This is talking about a get shichra for the baby. It seems that an eved is able to be mekabel a get shichra on behalf of another eved. We're not talking about a get isha. A get isha, since he's not shaykh, potatoes, gittin, and kedushin, can't be a shliach. As we just said. But an eved can be a shliach for a get shichra.
Because
he's shaykh himself. He could have been freed himself.
So is it only in this circumstance of a fetus that's going to emerge from the mother? Or can an eved be seen for another eved as well?
For another bechal, but only from another master, not from your master. What's saying? Why not from your master? Because you don't have a yad of your own. If the master gave one Eved a get on behalf of the other Eved, a get shichra on behalf of the other Eved does not become free because this shliach in between cannot be zeicha on behalf of the other master. It's part of on behalf of the other Eved because he never left the original master. Mashenkein, if another master gave it to this Eved, I want you to be a zeicha on behalf of another Eved, then you could.
With her being pregnant,
so we're going to ask a question. The chayda is her pregnant and herself is the same master. Her master is the master of the baby inside the womb. So how can she be the eved to be zeicha on behalf as if she's a third party? She's not a third party. She belongs to this master. Someone whispers you say zu halacha shnuya. We learned the halacha im haisa ubra. If she was pregnant zach salai, she was zeicha on behalf. How can that be? Emeloi, tell him, Shnegder, the Pisha Dover, two great people once explained, they said, Hamani Rebbe, this follow Rebbe Dama, Meshachel Chatzi Avde Kona. That if you free half of an Eved, you're Kona, and therefore the fetus is considered half of the mother, and therefore she's free. Vachadama, as if the master gave directly to the Uber. It's not like the master is giving it to the mother on behalf of the Uber. It's as if, wow, the Uber is really only a limb of the mother. The nasik mitchikn la echme vada, as if he gave to one of Evarim, half of an Eved. No, they're putting two together. You can free a half an Eved. And then we take the other din that says that the fetus is part a limb of the mother, so it's like half of a mother. So therefore the master is not, she's not a shliach on behalf of the Uber. The master is freeing half of the mother, and which half? The half that has the Uber in it. So that's what he's doing.
When a master frees his Eved, we say that and the thing come all in at one time. It's simultaneous.
Yeah.
Right. So if Reuven takes the Eved of Shimon and says you be a shliach, right?
Yeah.
You be a shliach to free. In what sense does that Eved of Shimon have a koyach to receive things from Reuven? He's the Eved of Shimon, right?
No.
So what do you do? When you're making the Eved of somebody else, you actually have to do something.
No.
What basis has that Eved got the power?
Even if you say that he is part of the master,
he's
the master of Shliach.
He's the Yad of Shimon.
Yeah, even if you say that he's the Yad of, like, the other guy, so what? Why can't he still do it? As long as he's not working for Shimon, he's working for me to do for somebody else, why can't he be the Shliach? And he's Shaykh to this Indian here. Why can't he's a Yid, he's Shaykh to this Indian. So what? And let's say it is. What's the problem? It's not a problem because you're not doing it. You're doing it for the third party.
Even though the oifen, when you say he's shaykh, even though the oifen that works for him is because it has to be a simultaneous thing of the shichur and the shtar come all together one thing. So the oifen of how the transaction happens to him is different to what's happening when you do something else that doesn't matter.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Let's continue Mishnah. Also, women she ain't a nemanus. A woman is not believed to say mes baila husband died. Nemanus is believed. Lahavi is gita. A woman who's not believed, or a wife is not believed to say her own husband died on her own, but she's believed to bring her own get. And furthermore, chamaisa, her mother-in-law who hates her with a passion, ubas chamaisa, sister-in-law who hates her as well. Vitzarasa, and you, the other wife that's married to the same man hates you, and yivemta, and your sister-in-law hates you because if her husband died, she might not marry living with you. Ubaz Baila and your stepdaughter, all these women hate you naturally, yet if they bring a get, we trust them. Your stepdaughter.
The husband's daughter.
Sounds like a typical.
Which is your stepdaughter. What a lovely family. What a lovely family. Okay.
It's a feeling as usual, huh?
These women hate you, so they're always trying to mess you up. But still, they bring a get, we trust them. Yeah. How come when they come and report that your husband died, we don't trust them? And yet when they bring a get, we do trust them. So we answer, Shaksav Mechia, they're bringing a star with them. The woman herself can bring the get. The woman herself can bring the get on the condition that she can say before nechtem. The wife can bring the get, but even she has to say before nechtem. We'll see tomorrow later why. As soon as the wife has the get, she's already a free woman. What do you mean she has to say before nechtem? We'll see the strange case later.
That's even out of soul.
We'll see. So for sure, you have to say. She's already liberate. Says the Gemara. Just like these five women are not believed to say Meis Bailach. We don't trust them. Kach ein emonas lahavigita. They're not believed. Now Misha says they are believed to bring a get because the get is evidence. And the Braisa says they're not believed. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Lekasha. Kan ba'oretz, kan b'chutz laretz. There's a difference between the get being brought in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say before nine nechtav, and Chutz Lodz you do. So he explains as follows. Be'eretz, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, all you do is produce the get. We don't need you to say anything, then we trust them. It's not them we're trusting. What are we trusting?
The get.
But in Chutz Lodz, they have to say something. We need to trust them. We can't trust them. So, delav adibur edoko samchin and mehen debelief. But Chutz Lodz adibur edoko samchin and Chutz Lodz, we need her to say something. We need to trust them. Layman, how can you trust them? Remember that when they come from overseas and say for nechtem, what are they accomplishing, even though they're only a single person? That the husband can no longer, we trust this person like two edim, and the husband can no longer come and complain and undermine the get. So on the contrary, she is helping out the woman. If you come from overseas and you say for nechtem, then they're helping out the woman. They're helping her out. The husband can no longer come and mess up. So therefore we can trust them. Because they'll be the last people in the world to want to help out the wife. And if they come forward and they say, which in our courts are recorded now, that she's like to aid him, and the husband is no longer able to undermine the get. If they're doing it, must be telling the truth. But at Yisrael, we don't say for a nechtav, which means the husband can come and say this is nothing but ma'aseh, then we don't trust them. Maybe they forged the get. They want to mess our life up. They made up this get. They don't say anything. They gave it to her. She'll get married. The husband comes and says but ma'aseh, well, your mom's ate him.
So what does a woman do if she brings from one place to the other? That's a solid gift. If the husband can come and get
them, bring two aid in these kind of chesma. Says him, she has to bring witnesses, the original witness was signed, people who recognize the signature. Let's finish him. Says him, by added punkvakat, if the husband would come and complain because they're not saying anything, mashgichin baby, we would listen to the husband and mess up her life and her children mazadim, the ikalamema, the kikulu, kamachavna, faket. It's possible they forged the get and they want to ruin a life. Loy mehemna. Then we don't trust these five women. Aber bechutz la'aretz, once they say before a nechtav, they actually helped her because the iasi baal ma'adad. We take a trust in him. Punkva ked of his teacher. Rashi. We never fulfilled it. Never verified it. That's how you establish the validity of the get. I'm not worried anymore. Now what? Then a chutzlar we say we're not, we trust him. In that just we don't say we don't trust him. Isha, woman, and men is lahavigita. Wife is believed to bring her own get. Kal v'chaymer. Madur these women that hate her with a passion. Noshim. Sha'amru chacham einema. We don't not trust about anything about her. Leimem meis baila, the husband died. Ne'em men is lahavigita. They're believed to trust it to bring her get. He sha'em men is leimem meis baila. If she comes in and says, I know my husband's dead. Ain't no deen, should a man is looking at the children we get. Says the Gemara. Hey, Bazay, let's learn some more things from there.
So, in other words, this Rabbi Akiva's argument of the Mishnah, which is that they're not Nehmer to say when husband died. The Mishnah said they're not Nehmer to say.
So, we had a Brice before Zelushin on Nehmer. We explained the difference between Chutz Laretz. Now, the question is who's right? Rabbi Yezir said in Eretz Yisrael, Abaye said that in Eretz Yisrael, you don't trust them, Chutz Laretz you do, or Rabbi Yezir is just the opposite. So, let's see from the Brice. Since we're learning Kalvachemir from these five women that you hate, these five women have to say, oh, when do women have to say before a nechtav or anybody? Only for Kamech Chutz Laretz. So we speak for Rabbi Akiva. When do we say that these women are believed? When they say before a nechtav, like a bayah, because now they're verifying this, establishing the validity of the get. She also needs to say before I nechta, before I nechta. So we see clearly from Rabbi Akiva that we're, that chutzlaters, we believe them and not necessarily. Our Mishnah says that you don't believe that. Our Mishnah says that you do believe them. You do believe them is in Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, is in chutzlaters. The Braisa that says that you don't believe these five women is talking about. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't believe them, but in Chutzlars you do. And Rabbi Akiva clearly said the same thing. In Chutzlars we believe them. Omer Rav Ashi, Masis Navdeg, a proof in the Mishnah. The Ketani Ha'isha Atzma V'Yigit, the one can bring a get. Ubevad Shetei Tzich Alayah. As long as she says. So we're see, what's our Mishnah talking about? Saying Chutzlars. We're talking about Chutzlars, and that's why these five women I believe. Shmamina. Rabbi Yosef, he learns all the way around. He learns talking about Eretz Yisrael when we believe them. But the case of a wife is Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yosef, Reisha, the Sefer b'Chutz La'aretz, but Yosef b'Eretz Yisrael. The section, according to Rabbi Yosef, the section when it comes about these other women is talking about in Eretz Yisrael. That's when we believe them. And everything else talking about Chutz La'aretz, because that's when you say for Nechtev. Yes, in Reisha, the previous Mishnah, the Sefer, and the end of this Mishnah, which talks about the wife, is Chutz La'aretz. And Mitziyasa, the part about these five women, is Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yosef, the only time we believe these five women are, the woman that hate her, is in Eretz Yisrael, when we don't need their word, we don't need to trust them, it's the Shtar that we're trusting. That's how our Mishnah learned. But Abai learns the whole Mishnah to Chutz La'aretz, because they helped her out by establishing the Aliyah they get, the husband can no longer complain. How do I know? It says, Ma ben get, what's it going to get? And death, shaksav mechia, because the writing shows. The like tani shaksav upem mechia. Doesn't say the writing and the fact that she says verbal part of her nechtav helps. That I there's no before nechtav. So Rabbi Yosef is talking about chutzlar, Eretz Yisrael, and Abayi is talking about chutzlar.